The next presentation will be the University of Georgia Smart Sensor Array for scheduling irrigations. And the presenter will be George Felides. Oh, okay. Different than the schedule. Okay.
Good morning. My name is Lyakos Vasilis, and today I'm going to present you a new system that was produced by University of Georgia in order to help the farmers to irrigate their fields more precisely according to the real needs of the plants. First of all, let me present our partners to our attempt, and also the website that my professor has. The web address is www.velidis.org, and when you are going to visit this web page, you are going to be informed about the latest technology that we are using in precision agriculture and the innovation of our university. Even if you are a farmer or a researcher, I'm sure that you know that in the field, the spatial variability of the characteristics is very high. A typical example is the height of the plants, and I'm sure that most of you are going to be wonder why we have to use precision irrigation. The answer to this question is because the water is the most important input at the crops, because the water conservation and water use efficiency is very important, and because the irrigation is very expensive, and because the farmers should be more competitive to the international market, they should reduce the production cost. The system that we produced tries to help farmers to apply variable rate irrigation. This can be attempted with by using many sensors, soil moisture sensors in the field, and to produce dynamic precision prescription maps, which can present to the farmers how the amount of water should be used in every location in the field. During the design of the system, we had in mind that we should produce a low-cost product which requires low maintenance, and it can be installed and removed very easily. At the right image, you can see Mike Tucker. He's our technician in the university. Our system consists of one antenna, a white box that includes every electronics that can be connected with three watermark sensors. These sensors are very cheap and very accurate. Here, we took this this picture when we installed the system in a corn field. You can see the antenna that it's mounting on the system with a spring. We did this in order to make the antenna more flexible, and it can allow the vehicles to pass directly over the sensor nodes without damaging. And this is very good because all the other commercial sensors that they are using, the antennas are steady, and the vehicles cannot pass over them. One important issue, is the size of the antenna. As you can see here, this crop is corn, and as you know, the corn plots are very high. The antenna should be about 2 feet above the plants in order to transmit the data to the base, which is at the center of the field. Also, at the left image, there is a guy who has a device, and he tries to search for energy in the field. But because the density of the plants is very high in this kind of crops, you cannot find energy. So for this reason, we have to lift the antenna above the plants. The technology that our system uses is mesh technology. This is a new technology, and it's very easy to understand it. At the center of the field, here there is a base station, and there are a lot of nodes spread in along the field. Normally, the nodes are in sleep mode in order to save power. When the base station says to the nodes to wake up, the nodes wake up and they take instantly one measurement. And when they took the when they take the measurement, they transfer the data to the neighbor nodes, and all the other nodes send the data to the base station. This is very good idea, because we cannot lose the signal because of the distance. The file that we can take at the base station has this format, and it has different data, different information, like the battery life, the soil water tension in different depths, and the soil temperature and everything. At the right image, you can see the base station. It's at the center of the field. It has a solar panel and a laptop and a modem, and when it collects the data from the nodes, it sends the data to a modem, to a server at the university, and then we download the data through a data portal that we produced. We developed. This is the interface of the website, and every farmer that is in the program can log in and can see the soil condition, the soil moisture condition of the fields in real-time data. Here there is a diagram which represents the soil moisture condition in a growing season in one location. And this is another diagram which represents the same thing, but in another condition. As you can see, the pattern of the soil moisture is completely different. And this shows that the variability is very high, even if the locations are nearby. The commercial fields that were used for our experiments, they are at this place here, and as you can see, it's near to the borders with Georgia and Florida. This is because Florida complains that the farmers in Georgia overuse the water and from the river, and the water that arrives in Florida is not enough for the farmers to irrigate. Also, another important thing that we have to mention is that at the area that we do the experiment, in 1970s, there were 87 pivots, but in 2013, the number of the pivots were 13,000. So you can understand that there is a big demand for water in this area. One difficult thing to this process is the location of the nodes. We cannot go to one field and to put randomly the nodes. For this reason, we took aerial images, elevation data, and soil data, and we combined them, and we produced some zones, management zones, in the field. And according to these zones, we installed the data, the nodes. This is the interface again from the portal that we developed. Every farmer can see the location of the nodes here and can select one node in order to see the condition, the soil moisture condition of its location in real time data. Also, this year there was an attempt to try to recommend the farmers when they have to irrigate. For this reason, we use the Irrigator Pro model, which uses the soil water tension from the sensors at depths 8 and 16 inches. And every day we inform the farmers about the soil moisture condition of the fields and which locations should be watered. Now, the future work in 2014 is to automate the Irrigator Pro recommendations, to develop a user-friendly dashboard that the farmers can see all the data, to apply variable rate irrigation, and finally, to validate all the results. Also here, as you can see, is a prescription map. It presents the location of the nodes here, and also it shows in small polygons the amount of water that should be used according to the model. Also, IBM company has developed one very good software that helps for the precipitation forecast. The accuracy of this forecast is about 95% per 1.5 square kilometers, and it's really very helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have time for a question or two. Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.